This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Right, well, recapping our top story this morning, first a German Shepherd, first dog, Commander Biden, ousted from the White House, Hunter Biden, still there. All right, more details as we continue through the program this morning, of course. Folks, welcome to the broadcast. My name's Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you as we head into the 5 o'clock hour in the East and all across the United States along the affiliates for the program. And don't forget, our toll-free line is 1-877-969-8600. We're broadcasting live on this Thursday morning from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station by way of Southern California. As you mentioned, all the different affiliates also up on the bird, up on the satellite with the GCN network. And if you're working across America this morning, you're driving a big rig, you're traveling, you're making deliveries, you're working a shift, whatever it is, and we're glad that you found us. And we'd love to hear from you at 1-877-969-8600. Well, we've got a great treat, of course. It's a Thursday morning, and that means it's time to talk with U.S. Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
That's great to be with you as always on this Thursday morning.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we got no shortage of things to talk about. We're going to cover some politics as well. But first, I wanted to ask you. I saw this article earlier. It's asked this question. It's from the Washington Examiner. It asked this question: does Taiwan even care if it continues to exist? That's quite a question, but they base this question on the amount of money that Taiwan's putting aside for their defense, arguing, I believe, that it would likely be a lot more. I mean, what more can Taiwan do, and are they relying mostly on the idea that someone would, like the United States, would come to their aid in a time of need?
Yeah, that is a startling, eye-catching thing, but amazingly enough, it's a worthwhile question to ask. I don't know, from my perspective, it's hard to do that. You know, like all nation states, Taiwan, even the small island of Taiwan, it's got different thoughts and different approaches by the folks there and those that govern there as to what is the best way to move forward. One, just to sustain the nature and the character of Taiwan, which is quite distinct from that of communist China, but at the same time, just pure and simple survival as human beings inhabiting Taiwan. So that puts some folks in a conundrum. And then there's absolutely no way that Taiwan on its own, even if it invested a greater considerable amount into its own defense, that if China was bent upon unifying and making the one China a reality, there's no way they could avoid that without support from other nations, primarily United States of America. And at this point, it's pretty clear that they can, at least on the current administration, wage a bet that is gonna happen. And because some of the measures, they just can't do that. So they gotta do that. So I have no doubt there are some thoughts about this saying, okay, what would our future look like as peoples that survive, but we come under the domination of communist China? Startling. We hate to think we have to do that, but frankly, it's part of the price we paid when we accepted as a world and as United States at a time when we could have done differently this two-China policy, knowing that that could not stand in the long strategic run.
Well, you know, as a corollary to this, Mayor Eric Adams this past weekend helped celebrate basically China Day, I suppose, in New York City, where they raised the red flag of communist China, and they kind of, you know, remembered the founding of the People's Republic of China under Mao. I don't know what history they might have studied, but when Mao came to power, that was not the greatest thing in the world.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, we talk often about the 6 million plus that perished as a result of in Nazi Germany. But that is dwarfed by those that have died under communist rule in China and elsewhere. But China in particular, and of course in Cambodia, have been the largest mass murderers in the history of the world. And so, yeah, and that's just a small part of the ill that has been brought on about Mao and his the folks that have followed on from Mao Zedong. So that's stunning, and they managed to try to defend that. You can't defend the indefensible. What happened there in New York City, you just can't. I'm not surprised. I'm still disappointed, but I'm not surprised.
Well, of course, we remember, you know, back in and then came the Cultural Revolution. Everybody had their little red book and this kind of thing. And I think people are worried because, you know, nowadays a cultural, quote unquote, cultural revolution here in the United States is not unthinkable because we have people who want to be able to control what people can say, what they can do, what they can view, you know, the information they can get and how they can talk. I mean, this is just, it's very, very concerning, I think.
Well, out of the words of communists throughout history in the last century and ongoing right now, they don't have to worry about defeating us militarily or invading us because their objective is to destroy us from within and garner the kind of things that we see happening in the United States of America right now. That are fundamentally opposed to our constitutionally based principles and those on liberty and the founding fathers that are precisely what the communists said they would do. We will destroy you from within.
Yeah, well said. That's exactly the plan, unfortunately. But we're not going to let that happen, of course, at least not on our watch. Folks, stay right there. We got more with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright coming up right after the break. Kyle Warren with you. 1-877-969-8600. That's the number if you'd like to call in and make a comment or have a question. Stay there.
Watch. It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
All right, 1.1 million 7.62 millimeter rounds that have evidently been or in the process of being transferred to Ukrainian defense forces. Part of this is seized from Iran. This from the U.S. Central Command spokesperson, Captain Abigail Hammack, just in the last recent time here. So that is happening. So we're going to ask Kevin Wright about that as well here in just a moment. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Glad to be back with you here on the broadcast. 1-877-969-8600. That is the number if you'd like to call in and opine here on the program this morning. And we've had a lot of great calls, by the way. We've heard from a lot of different people across the country, and we'd love to hear from you. This portion of our program, of course, being brought to you by Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. You can head over to their website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Check out their 1995 3-week quick start. And because you want to take try out Relief Factor if you're having swelling, if you're having inflammation, if you're having pain. And it's designed to target these very kind of things through the ingredients, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. That helps support the body's natural response to inflammation. So check them out, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. No drugs, all natural, relieffactor.com/captain, 1995, 3-week quick start. All right, well, back to our good friend, retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. He's also the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Good morning again, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, Professor.
All right. Well, you heard right there in the opening there. So we've seized a bunch of Iranian weapons and about a million rounds of ammunition, and we're sending it over to Ukraine, evidently, right?
Yeah, it appears so. You know, there's so many, you know, every once in a while there's little tinges of good news things where coming out of this administration, not many. There are few and far between. at least has the appearance to say that we're doing that right. Of course, we haven't done nearly what we can or should do to turn back the support that we've given to Iran, which has essentially enabled them to develop nuclear weapons, leaving essentially Israel and other nations over there at their own risk. But, I'm all for, if we have weapons and systems like that, and if we're going to do that instead of using taxpayer dollars, which apparently I believe, because President Biden said so, there was a deal made between him and the outed speaker to take up Ukrainian funding at taxpayer expense after cutting the ongoing budget resolution deal. So, yeah, that's a better way to go than just unilaterally making backroom deals to use taxpayer money to continue the war in Ukraine. Yeah, there's always good news and bad news every day.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, somebody had mentioned the other day that, we're depleting the Russian forces. And, you know, that keeps the United States of America soldiers, basically, or military forces proper of actually engaging with them. I suppose that that's a good thing in and of itself to deplete the Russian forces, but if there ever was a confrontation, that there was any kind of incident that occurred where we're now fighting Russia, is that a direct, you know, a direct road to World War III, or could there be any pulling back from that kind of a confrontation if it were to ever occur?
Well, that argument for increasing or sustaining to do whatever it takes, as long as it takes, for Russia to be defeated following their invasion of Ukraine, that argument is just like those that argued that defeating Russia and Ukraine is the same as defeating China. It's got no real leg to stand on, and it's kind of a gross extension of logic to do that. Because so many other ways, because we go back to the fundamental principle here, is that fundamentally the only folks who have a clear and present danger to Russia and Europe are the Europeans. All right, and albeit that many of those European nations are NATO countries, this is first and foremost theirs. And many of them are starting to back off because they see that we are invested, America. And so why would they want to invest in a greater that? So I say, okay, there may be some truth to that, but it's being used to prop up an unending war and commitment to do whatever it takes for as long as it takes. And that is not a strategy. That is not something that we could sustain adding to our $133 trillion in debt, one penny more without saying, okay, for what end? And we, the Americans and American taxpayers, and those potentially, those in uniform that may well be called to back up the bucks with blood, have every right to call about, because historically that's exactly what's happening, has happened, and it's gone beyond a proxy war. This is America's war with Russia, I think, without a doubt.
Well, that's very powerful and ominous, because it can only lead one direction, it would seem, at this point, unless there is a viable off ramp. Well, Kirby the other day at the White House press briefing room said that there was no indication of any kind right now of any widespread corruption or misuse of the aid that we are sending over to Ukraine. I suppose that there's got to be some, but would you agree, at least based on what we can tell, is there widespread or is there significant corruption?
I think there's significant, and I don't buy into, you know, on Tuesday morning we had a caller called in, dredged up an old argument that was trying to tie the Ukrainians to the former Nazis and how the Zelensky, I think that Zelensky means well, I really do, and he's doing what he ought to do as the head of state in Ukraine, but that doesn't mean that there isn't incredible question. I mean, the whole business that we are now in impeachment hearings over Biden has very much to do with corruption. And much of that corruption has to do with deals made right there. And some of it preceded Zelensky, of course, and all that, but it's there and it was there. So I think that's smoke and mirrors on the part of the government, our government, our administration. That's amazing. I guess I do want to point out one thing that is potentially good in this story, but it really depends on what it's done in Mexico City. We've got three of our highest level officials that are going to be meeting in Mexico City to talk about the border crisis. It's not the same as doing anything to fix the problem that was created by this administration, but I'd be interested very much to know what will come out of that. I'm not hopeful that anything will come out of that, but at least to have the three folks, they can see that, but I don't know what that will do, because so far the facts on the ground are showing is that we've got an administration that's oblivious to the real clear and present danger to us, which is our poor southern border, and that's how it relates, of course, to our unending support to Ukraine and places that are secondary threats to our national security.
Well, that's right. When people can just walk across your border, that's a clear and present danger. And it's not just about people seeking a better life or someone who wants to come here and try to get away from something else, but it's people who would mean the United States harm because they're bad actors. And I mean, that is incredibly terrifying. Well, what's also terrifying, I think, too, Kevin and Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, is that this notion that they have a unit, evidently, in the Russian Army called the Storm Z Punishment Squad, and that's if you've been a bad soldier, you haven't complied, or you've done something else wrong, they gather you up and they send you to the front lines where you're most likely going to die. Have we heard anything more about this kind of thing?
Well, that's an extension of many of the things that we've heard throughout this conflict following the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And that's why they've had to recruit bad actors that are criminals, that are given choices about serving in the gulags and all that, or going to fight in Ukraine, and then almost in some of them given feeling like, well, that's a free pass to go pillage and plunder and rape. Hey, given the choice of the two, I'll take that. So it's
wow.
Much different
yeah.
than that. I mean, we know that. Do I believe that to be true? I think without a doubt. And I'm not so sure that it's an entirely new thing. I think that's something that's kind of been just understood as the way they're going, because to sustain this war, they're going to have to do some pretty terrible things, and they have, and they will continue to do so.
Indeed, and that's most unfortunate, isn't it? Well, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, U.S. Army retired, thanks for joining us. I look forward to talking to you again on Tuesday, sir.
All right, Professor. You have a great day.
You too. Take care. Folks, Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600. We're back in a flash.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
U.S.
USA News Update. The head of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, is calling for construction of a partial border wall in Texas. The DHS secretary is citing an acute and immediate need to build a border wall in parts of Texas where illegal immigration has surged. The announcement published in the Federal Register calls for border wall construction in Starr County along the Rio Grande River, where the Biden administration says high illegal entry is paramount. Bleach and cleaning products company Clorox is warning that its third quarter sales and profits took a big hit because of a cyber attack that wreaked havoc on their operations. Clorox said it expects 23% to 28% decline in sales. It also expects to post a loss per share of 35 to 75 cents. Clorox said the cyber attack that was discovered in August is still hurting production, although the effect is minimizing. Lance Pry, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2 month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and the toll-free line, 1-877-969-8600. And, of course, you have stumbled into, swerved into, dialed into the nexus that we like to call of politics and news in the overnights across America. And that song bringing us back in, that's Wang Chung, right? Everybody have fun tonight. And what do they say? I drive a million miles to be with you. Well, we know we got some of our trucker friends out there. Feels like they're driving a million miles. We're glad to be along with you this morning as you go across the highways and byways of the land. All right, folks, well, welcome back to the program. We do have a lot more to talk about. And before we get to our special guest, Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America, that's cv4a.org, that's their website. We want to tell you real quick that Relief Factor is bringing you this part of the program, 1995 3-week quick start. You can find that at relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. You can use it because it works, folks. It's designed to help control the inflammation, swelling, discomfort, and pain. It's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 to help support the body's natural response to inflammation. So check them out. There's no drugs in this product, by the way, at all. So you want to check them out, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95, 3-week quick start, because all you have to lose is pain. All right, welcome Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. It's a great pleasure to talk with you again.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Yeah, it's it's a wonderful morning, loving the cooler weather, but still out there beating the trail, trying to get things done and make people aware of all the failures at the VA and what's happening to our veterans.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, I've always enjoyed our conversations very much because there's a lot of things going out there right now for our vets. Our vets in many, so many ways are hurting, and not just with the physical injuries, but of course, with the memories, the remembrances and the effects of their experiences in combat and so forth. And, Concerned Veterans for America is really on the forefront of helping our vets with these kinds of issues. Isn't that correct?
And that's correct. You know, one of the biggest things is there's a lot of things that can be done right in the VA if the VA was used to provide choice and opportunities for veterans. But I have to tell you, there's a challenge that's out there right now for the VA itself, that because of the PACT Act, they have flooded the VA healthcare system with so many veterans that the VA themselves, who do the claims examiners and stuff like that, are being overworked and cannot handle the load of more veterans coming on. So as we're working for good policy to get veterans healthcare, they now have an even more broken VA healthcare system that just is basically denying veterans claims. And it's just getting worse because now they have a quota system. Government quotas through the VA healthcare is negatively impacting veterans.
Well, you know, we just went through this whole thing with the continuing resolution. We know what happened after that with the ouster of Kevin McCarthy. But through this budget process, and that's not over yet because it was just a continuing resolution, but in the budget process itself, what are the impediments and how do veterans get put to the front of the list, basically, when it comes to the federal budget?
Well, in the federal budget right now, veterans' health care specifically, it's fortunate that leaders of the past have made sure that the VA health care system is actually able to be funded forward thinking. So whenever they do their annual budgets or previous continuing resolutions, they made sure for the entire year that the health care was there. But the problem is what they need to do is switch over to a more choice-driven health care system, so that's not even a question in the future. And that's one of the things that we're concerned about, is whenever they have these current policies, veterans are in fear of what's going to happen to them when they go to the VA. Will the VA be there for them? Fortunately, it is. But in the future, if they had better legislation like the Veterans Healthcare Freedom Act, they wouldn't have to worry about it. They'd be like everybody who's in TRICARE. So I'm covered under TRICARE through the military. I'm guaranteed health care throughout the year because it's a one-and-done kind of process whenever they're doing budgetary things.
Well, one of the things that's outlined on the website, cv4a.org, of course, cv4a.org, is targeting the debt. You're mentioning here, of course, the national debt is a serious threat to our own security. And this is one of the things that Concerned Veterans for America is trying to lobby for and influence at the government level, correct?
Oh, correct. And you think about this, one of the things that the reason it is a national security issue is if you don't have a good, strong economy and the ability to pay for weapons and equipment for the most modern and capable military, how are we going to make sure we have the ability to have that military to defend us around the world? So whenever we talk about the need to look at the debt, we're talking about the need to make sure that there's always funding for things like having a strong military, and then make sure you take care of those who served, which then leads into the aspect of young men and women seeing their promise to veterans being upheld, which encourages them to join the military.
Well, one of the things we saw earlier, I was talking with Denise Simon, one of our regular contributors as well, the camouflage uniforms for the United States Marine Corps, they have a huge shortage of that. So now they're saying, well, you can just kind of show up in whatever to some degree, sort of oversimplifying it, of course. But at what point are we not able to provide, even just for our active military, the actual camouflage uniform they need?
Well, this is just a demonstration of the problem with government in general. So government will write a contract. That contract will be required to provide the service at this level, but it doesn't cover down for inflation. You know, so bad government policy, inflation has now impacted the simple ability for veterans to be able to be provided uniforms. It all ties into government policy and spending, and how now it's even gone into the fact that veterans are, or not veterans, but servicemen and women are going to have issues with getting quality uniforms.
Well, indeed, and it's really just it's a disgrace. I mean, these men and women are signing up, they're volunteering, they're putting their lives on the line. There's no doubt about that, and we need to make sure that we're supporting them, you know, correctly when they're in the military and then when they're out of the military as well. And you know, in your travels, I'm sure that you meet a lot of people who have a lot of perspective on these different issues. And so, I mean, at the 10,000 foot level, you know, you look at the budget and you look at the policies and so forth, but down at the ground level, there's a lot of good being done, I would think, and this is one of the things CV4A is able to influence.
Well, there is, and you know, so again, looking at the entire spectrum, you know, talking about 10,000 and down onto the ground level. At the ground level, there are so many people who have started not-for-profits to help veterans or do things to make sure that the troops are shown appreciation and things like that. So the American people on the ground are doing their job of keeping their promise to the military and to the veterans. And again, it goes back to every time we elect these people into Congress who blindly just say, hey, let's dump more money into the economy, or let's just keep funding a broken VA healthcare system without trying to get real structural fixes. The American people are doing their job. Our legislative leaders need to think this through better and make sure, A, they're not just flooding the economy with money, creating inflation, which hurts veterans and the military, but also create policy within the VA. It's a circle. It does absolutely start from the ground doing the right thing, but then to legislators making mistakes, overspending, wrongheaded policy, and things like that.
Well, do you find that certain legislators are more open? I'm sure that they would be. I mean, from go person to person. But are there those who say, I want to take up your cause? You know, I want to be on the forefront with this.
Well, there are. And, you know, so in Florida specifically, we have 9 legislators. One is Senator Scott, and then 8 members of Congress who are service members themselves. And out of the total 30 senators and Congress members, we continue to encourage them to get involved with co-sponsoring legislation. And they have town halls. They talk about how they'll support good, positive legislation, how they'll support fiscal responsibility and things like that. So Florida is a very good example of people doing that. But then you have other senators and other representatives in different areas that also are trying to pass legislation that doesn't do anything for veterans and actually would probably hurt veterans by putting them more into a broken VA healthcare system.
Wow. Well, I got to tell you, Jimmy, we're glad that you're there. We're glad that the Concerned Veterans for America is there. And it's been a great pleasure talking with you again. And we look forward to talking with you a week from now on next Thursday. So please take care of yourself.
Absolutely, Colin. You know, they can check us out also on Twitter at Concerned Vets. And that's one of the ways they can get the most up-to-date information on the hashtag VAFails.
Gotcha. Hashtag VA fails at Concerned Vets on Twitter. All right. Take care, Jimmy. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right. Jimmy T. Smith, everybody, from Concerned Veterans for America. Great conversation. Learned a lot this morning. Stay right there, folks. We're coming up with the final segment of the morning for the program. Kyle Warren with you. Call up and talk to me, 1-877-969-8600.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We just want to celebrate here on Thursday morning, the Thursday morning edition of the broadcast, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600. That is the number. You can call toll-free if you'd like to call in and give your opinion. You got a question or comment for me as we race into this final segment of the morning here in the 5 o'clock hour. And we've still got a lot to talk about. You know, here's a good question for you. Do you believe everything that you read? Well, you probably shouldn't. We were all brought up to have to be discerning, right? I'm going somewhere with this. We're all brought up to have to be discerning. We had to be able to decide whether or not what we were being exposed to made sense, whether or not it actually, resonated or if it seemed to follow. Let's listen in here. Here's it's a very short audio clip, from, ProPublica interviews with, Joe Biden. It's a sit-down interview. It's a rather extensive interview. But let's listen to this little part here where Joe Biden talks about when you go online, you just don't know if what you're reading is true. Let's listen in to the president.
What about what Elon Musk has done to Twitter, lowering guardrails against misinformation? Does that contribute to it?
Yeah, it does. Look,
One of the things, as I said to you, when I thought I wasn't going to run, I was going to write a book about the changes taking place. And most of it's directed over the years with fundamental changes in society by change in technology. Mm-hmm. Gutenberg printing and the printing press changed the way Europeans could talk to one another all the way to today. Where do people get their news? They go on the internet. They go online. They go, and you have no notion whether it's true or not.
You said in your speech,
you got no notion whether it's true or not. Well, hasn't that always been the case? I mean, you know, somebody, you're walking down the street, right? You're walking down the street and it's 1787 or something, and someone hands you a pamphlet and you might read it. I guess you have no notion whether it's true or not. Maybe what you needed, even back then, would have been some kind of governmental agency that could have maybe fact-checked the whole thing. Maybe they could be looking at this, and they could then decide whether or not you should be able to see that. So you could be walking down the street in 1787. How about you walking down the street in 1963? How about you walking down the street in 1984? What if you started, I don't know, reading other things or books? How do you know? How do you know what's happening? I heard this clip earlier. That's why I wanted to bring it to your attention, because it just absolutely blew my mind. Well, of course, nobody, you don't know if it's true or not, because you got to check it out. And that's what has always made the American people so formidable when it came to politicians or others trying to tell them this or that or the other thing, because they would try to, you know, discern whether or not it was actually real or not. And that's one of the things they kind of don't want you to do, I would think. I'm just sort of using that in a general sense. They kind of don't want you to do that because they'd rather have some kind of unified messaging sort of standard, right? And this goes back, and I don't want to dredge up all the COVID stuff, but it's that kind of thing. It's like, shouldn't there be like lots of information? Shouldn't it be, I don't know, peer reviewed? Shouldn't it be the ability for the American people to check out all these different experts and what they might have to say and then make up their own mind? I guess that's just... It's just antiquated, I guess, now. It's just antiquated. All right. Well, once again, 1-877-969-8600. That is the telephone line if you'd like to call in this last few moments of the program that we have this morning. And Joe Biden, in earlier we had a great audio clip. I won't replay it here, but when he said it was above his pay grade with what kind of advice he might have for the speaker. You know, if Biden keeps saying stuff like that, you know, it's just going to keep giving people the impression that he doesn't really, you know, he's not really in charge, you know, which I think a lot of people are wondering about. But who is going to replace the speaker? Who's going to be the new speaker? A lot of people think it might be Jim Jordan. A lot of people are going to give him some pretty high marks. We've also got, of course, Steve Scalise and others. And there's even a poll out there, folks. Yes, a poll showing that a majority of people would love to see Newt Gingrich come back and be the Speaker of the House, because, again, you don't have to be a member of Congress to be elected Speaker of the House. So I don't know. Maybe they could elect Backgammon Bob, who's holding on the telephone line. Backgammon Bob, I'll ask you the same question that Aaron, listening in Denver, Colorado, asked me yesterday morning. Would you accept the job of Speaker of the House?
Oh, sign me up. I'm ready tomorrow.
All right. Okay. Folks, we have a winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. All right.
Oh, well, I just want to say one thing, Kyle.
Sure. Go ahead.
News,
yeah.
As you were talking about news, news is nothing more than news painted with a brush of opinion. And that's, it's always going to be that way. It's always been that way. And anyway, that's just what I wanted to say.
No, I appreciate that very much, Backgammon Bob. Yeah, the idea is that, you know, what we've gotten to in our society here is that everybody can look at the same facts and come up with an entirely different story to connect those facts together. And that's where, it, no matter what, sometimes you just can't convince someone of the reality of a situation. It's very, very troubling, don't you think?
Yes, I do. And the other thing I think is drastic times call for drastic measures, and we are entering drastic times. And the people at the helm are just not doing the job, so drastic measures have to be taken. And hopefully by peaceful means, and that's what I think is the best alternative. And that's why we have to unite and get these people out of office or get them under control. All right. That's it.
Hey, thank you very much, Backgammon Bob. We appreciate the call very much. And, well, yeah, and how do we do that? Well, we go to the voting box, right? We go to the voting booth. And you go out and you vote no matter what. I mean, even President Biden will say things like, you gotta go vote, just go vote, vote, and this kind of thing. But, in reality, of course, that is our mechanism here in this country. Our mechanism is to keep the pressure up by making sure that elected officials understand that you're watching them very carefully and that you're not going to renew their contract, as it were, if they don't do the kinds of things that they promise to do. And so it's just that simple. Now, of course, we can talk about election fraud, and there's always been that around and so forth. But generally speaking, if you take a look, especially at your local level, on up to the intermediates in the state, the legislature, and so forth, your state government, all the way up to the federal government, that we can make some real substantive changes for politicians that are going to be much more, clinging to the American people to do the will of the people, rather than have this amorphous sort of government structure almost at any level now. And there's just not a lot of engagement. So that's where it is. That's the price of all that, is the engagement factor that has to happen. A lot of people think, well, they look at the national elections, and then that's sort of the direction of everything, and that's the focus. But even at your local level, you can make an amazing impact by simply getting engaged and getting to know who your representatives are, and even in your city council, this kind of thing. So, all right, folks, it's been another great time here on the program this morning as we go through this Thursday edition of the show. And, we opened the show with Commander Biden. I think I'll kind of close out with a couple of other comments. You know, Commander Biden, he's just getting a bad rap, I think. You know, they're now ejecting the first dog out of the White House because he kept biting people. Now, I'll just say this just to be a little humorous. If that was President Trump's dog, you'd have a bunch of the liberal media saying things like, well, obviously he was biting people. He knew he would get kicked out. He just couldn't stand to live with Donald Trump and his family and his people any longer. And they would all be praising the cute canine, right? That's what they'd be doing. I think they would anyway. But at any rate, when it comes down to Joe Biden and whether or not he's even going to run again, I think we're still kind of in this holding pattern. We're in this holding pattern, and depending on, I even think how this goes with the speaker being elected and all, they're going to kind of see what the direction, the mood of the country is, and they may start making their decisions, and that may go into the hopper about all that, because they'll see if the Republicans coalesce or if they seem to be more fractured. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. It's been a great time this morning. I want to thank Joe Weaver for producing. I want to thank everybody at AM 860 The Answer for their support, everybody at GCN as well, and thank you, listeners and callers. We will see you tomorrow. Take care out there.
Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners,
Get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.